When the shy February sun caresses our hills, the Toulouse violet peeks out, discreet and fragrant. It blooms in the undergrowth, near the streams, like a secret the earth whispers to passers-by. Its mauve petals fill the air with a sweet, nostalgic scent, like the bouquets grandmothers made to perfume their wardrobes. In Toulouse, it's called the Queen of Winter Flowers, the one that heralds spring even before the larks sing at the top of their lungs.
Then comes summer, and it's the lavandin's turn to take over. Under the burning sun of the Aude, its blue spikes reaching for the sky form fragrant waves. The bees get drunk, buzzing from flower to flower. The lavandin, however, doesn't hide. It shows itself, proud and generous, offering its scent to anyone who comes near. We fill sachets with it for wardrobes. We distill its essential oil to soothe the mind.
The violet is discreet poetry, felt more than seen. Lavandin is vibrant joy, filling the fields with its color and hearts with its warmth. One whistles, the other sings. One hides in the shadow of the oaks, the other spreads out under the midday sun.
And then up there, near the hives, Marius, the beekeeper, watches over his bees. They forage tirelessly, turning flower nectar into a pale honey that smells of sunshine and scrubland. Beside him, Morissette, the neighbor who came to help, digs the soil diligently, because a field never rests. Because this field is an ecosystem, a dance between flowers, bees, and those who care for them. Everything is connected, everything holds together.